Welcome. I'm on a coach. I'm on a coach owned by a Cork company called Cronin's Coaches. And would you believe I'm standing up, so hopefully I won't fall down, but on my way back from Blarney Castle, one of Ireland's biggest tourist attractions. And I'm here with the CEO of In-Hand Guides, Trevor Winkworth, and the owner of Cronin's Coaches. So let me ask the owner of Cronin's Coaches to introduce himself to you, and he can tell you what he's doing here.
Thank you very much. I'm Derry Cronin. I'm delighted to be here involved with Trevor and Blarney Castle. We're launching our new bus service, which is a Cork City tour and Blarney Castle, the highlights of Cork City and the highlights indeed of one of Ireland's top attractions, Blarney Castle.
And you're launching this coach around Cork and up to Blarney Castle this week, is that right?
Yeah, so it starts on Thursday. So it's an open top. So up the top, it's open top, so you get a chance to see the sights around Cork City and travel through the countryside out to Blarney Castle then.
And how long will the service last? Is it just for the summer?
It'll run up until September, and then if there's demand, we'll increase it. We started originally a city tour, which was used to run June, July, and August, and now we run that from March all the way till November. So.
And you have quite a lot of coaches, I heard, on my way out here.
We do. We've about 45 coaches. We're a family business now. I know it's nice you said that the owner, but the bank own a lot of them. But we've been involved in business since 1957, started by my parents. So we're in the business of taking people around Ireland. Ireland is our living room, our front garden. We're kind of passionate about doing that. We're in the business of showing people the very best that Ireland has to offer. And yeah, so at this stage now we've got 45 coaches.
Do you go to the places like the Cliffs of Moher and the Ring of Kerry?
We do, and the walls of Derry and the Giant's Causeway and all of those places. And in Cork City, there's lots in Jemison. The home of Jemison is in Cork, and as I said, Blarney Castle and Kinsale and all those places, yeah.
I'm completely taken aback by you going to the Giant's Causeway, because there'll be people listening to this who will not actually know the geography. So how far between the two places?
Oh, between the Giant's Causeway. Well, first of all, Ireland is the size of Maine. So Maine, we look at Maine in the US and think that's, you know, reasonably small, but that's the whole size of Ireland. So you travel from the very south of Ireland, down in Mizzen, which is worth the visit to, there's a Mizzen Head, all the way up to the top of Ireland, it would take you probably about 6.5 hours of driving. Now, a bit like the American that was visiting Ireland a long time ago, and he met an Irishman, and the Irishman said, was talking about his land, and he said, "I own all this land from as far as you can see." And the American was from Texas, and he said, "Well, in my land," he said, "when I get into my car, I can drive for 2 days before I get to the other part of my land." And then the Irishman said, "Well, I had a car like that too once, and I got rid of it."
Look, that's wonderful. And you today are in a collaboration with the man on your right.
Well, the man on my right is, what I would have to say, he's a quintessential Irish entrepreneur. He's passionate about what he does. He came to me showing me what he was doing with In-Hand Guides, not just in Ireland, but around the world. And I said, "Hold on, there's something that we know local in Cork that would..." Because one of the beautiful things about Blarney Castle, everybody knows about the stone, which is absolutely worth the visit to get to the top of the castle and kiss the stone. But the grounds of the castle are immersed in their own little stories. And what Trevor has done with his In-Hand Guides product is he's brought that to life. So you can now, with the beautiful thing about travelling is sharing that experience with people. So you can travel around the guards now and share the stories of the whole of Blarney Castle with the In-Hand Guides, which is an absolutely tremendous product, I think. A huge enhancement to a trip, because the beautiful thing that we have to offer in Ireland is the stories about Ireland, and that's bringing Blarney to life. So I have to say now, it is his brainchild, and we're the supporting actors, but he has brought a great product to life here, I think.
Well, look, Trevor, I should have got you to tell the story of Cronin's Coaches, since...
I'm flattered after that. There's not much more I can say.
So this is Trevor Winkworth, the CEO of In-Hand Guides.
That's me, the essential Irish entrepreneur. Thanks, Derry.
No,
we're delighted, because now I have to congratulate Conor Tallon, for the audio work that he has put together. Connor's done a fantastic job. So today
he's your head of audio.
He's our head
he?
Of audio. He is an actor. He is production manager. He is now manufacturing logistical manager. Connor has many hats, but his great love is audio production and scripting and storytelling. But the other thing that today is important about is three companies coming together using the entrepreneurial spirit to cooperate. So Derry with the coach company, us with the audio players, and Blarney Castle with the house and gardens. So we're all working together to promote tourism in Cork.
That's great. And tell me, is this the first time you've been involved with Blarney Castle? Is it a place that's been near to your heart for a long time?
We've been keenly interested to work with them for a number of years, and this year has worked perfect. It's timing. I met Derry, we were chatting, Derry spoke to Sir Charles, we all sat down together and we all said, right, let's do it.
So when was it the three of you sat down together then?
I'd say we talked last year briefly, and then we met again February, March. And Derry told Sir Charles to come in and meet us, and he duly did, and that's what kicked it off. Within a few days, they said, you're right, let's give this a go.
And to be fair to Charles and the team at Blarney, like, it's, they're really committed to enhancing
the product
there the whole time. There's immense work done on the gardens. They have a tremendous gardener, which you hear on the audio. He's very passionate about what he does, and they get about 400,000 people visit Blarney every year. I think it's around that figure. And I suppose what we're trying to do is not necessarily even increase the visitor numbers, but increase the experience or improve the experience for people when they're visiting. It's spending more time. There's nothing like spending time immersing yourself in something. So,
well, I don't think there's any question but that the gardens in Blarney Castle are the... are a place that people in Cork could really go out and see. And I'd say there must be an awful lot of people in Cork who haven't yet seen how good Blarney Castle gardens are.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, they say the shoemaker's children don't have any shoes. Well, very often the people that live in the city don't get a chance to explore it. And Cork, and I suppose you have a very wide listenership that are intrigued by all the stories that you have to offer, but I'm going to extend an invitation to all those now, whether you live in Cork or you live in San Francisco, to come and visit Cork and spend some time and immerse yourself in the people and enjoy it. It's such a great place. Like, Cork is the second city, and there's a whole story in that. It's a harbour city. We've been importing and exporting goods here for so many years. We've been touched by so many people that have visited and stayed. When you go down to Kinsale is considered the gourmet capital of Ireland, because we've always had the fresh fish, the great produce, but we exported many of our chefs and then they came back for lifestyle choices. So now we have the cuisine. So there's loads of things going on in Cork, and my invitation, now I don't want all those people to stay with me in my house, some of them can. But I'd like all your visitors to come and visit Cork and experience Trevor's in-hand guide around Blarney and meet the locals and just immerse yourself in it.
Well, Trevor, you know, there's a reason why the guide focuses on the garden and the castle rather than on the stone, isn't there?
Yeah, that's what Charles and his team wanted to do. It's now the Blarney Castle and garden. If I say the word experience, it's... it's not just coming to kiss the Blarney Stone. And you saw tonight, it's a beautiful evening. It's nearly 9 o'clock, 8:30. It's a lovely sunny evening. The gardens were wonderful.
Oh, beautiful.
And I've been around them, and the one that I love and I'm intrigued by and I'm going back to spend more time in it is the Poison Garden, which is full of plants which are poisonous for either good or bad reasons. And some of them are, by the way, are caged and locked up 24 hours a day. So very interesting, and it's that they have, I can't remember exactly now, but I think it's 6 or 7 different gardens which you can explore. And then you can go down under to the secret caves and that. So it's a much broader experience than people realise. It's not just the Blarney Stone.
Well, let me add one thing to that in relation to gardens. I have a huge amount of experience of National Trust gardens in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. And I was shocked when I went to Blarney Castle and saw the garden. It is really so good. It would stand up in comparison with huge numbers of National Trust gardens, you know, which is a great, about the biggest compliment I could pay to them, in a garden which I presume is fairly young.
It's very
so,
young, yeah.
So they're, yeah.
They've been working, I think, 15 years, that's all. But Trevor, the other thing you're guessing is you then get a castle. So you have a garden and you have a castle. Yeah. So it's, for children, it's a great combination.
And if you do make it up to Kicks the Stone, you're bestowed the gift of elegance, a gift that's with you for the rest of your life.
Well, it's pretty obvious that you have kissed the Blarney Stone.
Well, I have a small bit of it at home. I touch it every night.
And Trevor, I would say you also have kissed the Blarney Stone.
I avoid those things like the plague. No, of course.
Okay, look, last word to Trevor Winkworth, CEO of In Hand Guides. What would you like to say to finish us off?
Look, I just say it's been a lovely launch. It's been a lovely evening. And like Derry, I would just say to people, come and experience Cork and its attractions. It's a city that's still young, and we need to boost the tourism as well, but it's all there for everybody. It's a lovely evening, and we're going back to sit outside and have a very nice pint.
Yes. Oh yes.
That's a good way to finish.
Trevor Winkworth and Derry Cronin, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio. Bye-bye.
Is that, are you letting me...